Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Jared CTV. This week we're talking about the money versus passion dilemma. Dilemma, one of my cousins reached out, so thank you for listening and watching, Jen. But she reached out and she was asking, what do you do between the balance? When you're single and young, and it's easy to chase your passion, you know, live on the couch, have roommates, chase your passion, it doesn't really matter. But what happens if you didn't find your passion until you got a little bit older? You have a family, you have kids, you have a mortgage, you have, you know, people to support. What if you want to chase your passion then? What do? You get stuck in a situation where it's like, hey, I can chase my passion, and if I only make a little bit of money, I can't really support the ones I have to take care of. Or I can do something I don't really like, but at least support them while they're here, and maybe someday I'll get to go after my passion. Here's what's interesting. I'll give you my two cents for what it's worth. Number one, if you really, 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 really are passionate and in love with what you're doing, it won't feel like work. So here's the fun part. Look at it as if it's the opportunity you live for every day. Yes, there's some times where you gotta work to pay the bills. You gotta take care of your kids. You gotta put food on the table. You gotta take care of the mortgage or rent or whatever it is. And in that case, you're gonna need a job. Ideally, find a job with lots of flexibility that you can do on performance. The better you perform, the more you make. And that way you could set yourself up that you perform, have a giant lump sum you make, gives you lots of free time on the side that you can chase your passion like crazy. If you can't find that, or that's not available in where you live or what you're doing, then you might wanna take a job where it's like, hey, you have your standard 9-to-5. And that takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of focus to show up and deliver. Come home, have family time. And you know, maybe you get home at 6, you have some 6 to 7 or 8, you have family time, get the kids ready for bed, maybe 9 o'clock, put them to bed. And from maybe 9 to 11 in the beginning, hustle just to build the base of your business. Now, let's say your business has a service-based photography or something creative that you have to go out and do during the week. Now, easy way to do that, spend all week at night creating business, generating leads, closing deals via email, using automated online messaging services to create deals and write up contracts and draft agreements, and then figure out times on the week where maybe 6 o'clock on Thursdays, someone else watches the kids, you go get to do your passion job to build up some side income. Now, it's interesting, if you start to balance like this, and this takes a lot of effort, a lot of skill, a lot of thought, and you don't have to do it forever like this, but this is the transitionary point where you hustle, get to do a little bit of your passion project, make a little bit of income doing it. As your passion business grows, you'll start to make more and more income from it. As the income grows and grows and grows, as soon as it gets close enough to match the income from your standard job, at that point, you can decide to say, hey, I'm gonna let go of the job, I'm gonna save up 3 months of income, then I'm gonna drop the job, and I'm gonna let my passion business grow. I know this from experience. That was a strategy I used when I got started. I had 3 jobs. I was doing inside sales, a service-based service for a large company in coaching, and then I was, you know, managing and stuffing boxes at the warehouse, so managing shipments and organizing stuff around there. And so that's what I was doing, 3 jobs during the week, when I built my little side coaching business or coaching practice online. Set up a website, hustled in the off hours, did lots of marketing on my lunch hour and everywhere I could, and slowly, eventually, I got a client. I fit that one client in between all my other sessions and all my other duties and responsibilities. Then I got 2 clients. I fit them around it. Then I got 3 clients. I was working on the weekends. Then I got 4 clients working somewhere else. Eventually, I had a huge spurt in business. And when I grew, I crossed the threshold. I let go of one of the jobs, which allowed me more time to focus on the clients, let go of 2 of the jobs, eventually let go of all 3 of the jobs. Now I was on my own, had all my time to focus on finding clients, servicing, and really delivering a high quality service. So that transitionary method works very, very well. There's other people, one of which I'm related to, that says, no, just quit and go for it, and you'll find a way or make a way. My belief is use a transitionary approach. It's a lot more feasible for most people. It's a much smoother approach to take, and it allows you to transition over 100% one step at a time and do so. But use those focus hours, use those off hours, have fun doing it. Here's the other factor to consider. sometimes balancing it with your spouse or significant other. Some people are in a position where you both have to work 9 to 5, and one person might have a job, you know, if you both have a passion job at night, where maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they watch the kids and you get to do your passion job that evening. Maybe Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you watch the kids and they get to do their passion job. So teamwork and structuring and organizing. I hope this is helpful. I hope it's useful out there for you. We'll create a fun worksheet on thoughts of how to go about doing this and a couple examples for you. If you have any questions about this, please reach out to us. We'd be happy to answer them on a Facebook Live and chat back and forth to do very specific answers for you. But I hope this was helpful for those of you who are chasing your passion, trying to find a way to make it work. And I look forward to seeing you in another episode of JRC TV.